Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Monday morning, health briefs now. The Chief Medical Officer, Northwest Region, Northwestern Medicine, Dr. Irfan Hafiz, joining us. A couple of interesting new studies about Alzheimer's. Let's talk about how you sleep and whether that can affect your brain. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning. Sure. Yeah, there was this study that really was looking at, you know, the amount of time you sleep on your back and how that correlates to possible risk of Alzheimer's, and that has some interesting finding. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean there's causation, but there is some correlation there. So how you sleep on your back may have some higher risk of future Alzheimer's.
So everyone has a favorite position, of course, and I've often heard sleeping on your side is best. What do you know about this?
Yeah, it does appear to be sleep on your back does help, especially with some of your, if you do have some mild sleep apnea, it does help with some reflux as well. The one issue is that it may not be as best for your back. Mm-hmm. So if you do suffer from back problems, you may need to have either some additional support if you're trying to sleep on your back.
And then this other study was about too much light at night and Alzheimer's. What did this research reveal?
Yeah, this was an interesting one, and this was recently reported in Frontiers of Neurosciences, and this was a study that was published, and it kind of looked at people who developed Alzheimer's and where they live and the amount of light pollution in those areas. Now, though people over the age of 65 still, things such as high blood pressure and diabetes were much stronger correlation, but when you looked at Alzheimer's developing people under the age of 65, which is less common, the light pollution seemed to have some correlation in there. So that was kind of an interesting finding there.
So the researchers basically saying limit exposure to bright lights at night. Is that it?
Yes. You know, use dimmers in the house, things like that, making sure you have the lights off. And if you live in an area where there's a lot of outside the house light coming in, make sure you have some blinds or curtains and stuff like that. Having that sleeping in dark is such an important thing for us, or at least in very, you know, dim light. It is such an important thing to get good restful sleep.
One thing it seems like more and more people are doing these days, taking herbal supplements. And there's a new study from researchers at the University of Michigan about this. And are they saying they may not be as safe as we think?
Yeah, it's kind of confirmed, I think, a lot of suspicions that a lot of us have had for years. And this is actually quite well known, I should say. Where the herbal supplements, you know, again, in moderation, if you use them as foods, they are fine. But when we're using them in an excessive quantities more as a drug, that there are potential toxicities, especially liver toxicities, that are there. So we do want to take some caution, especially because when we look at these nutritional supplements, they're not quite as regulated in terms of the content or the maximum safe dose. So that's something you want to keep in mind when using. Just because they're natural doesn't mean they're automatically safe.
Yeah, and this study looked at everything from turmeric to green tea, didn't it?
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. Did look at a variety of items there, and they did find that. So especially the liver, as it's the main area in which we process things that we eat, can be subject to some of these toxicities.
Talking about what you eat and what you take for good health, there's another study now about type 2 diabetes, and I guess the suggestion here is if you swap rice for baked potatoes, that may improve heart health. What can you tell us about this?
Yeah, so rice for sure. I mean, one of the issues with, I mean, rice is very widely consumed worldwide, but it does have a very low glycemic. And what I mean by that is when you do consume rice, you do get spikes in sugar. So we do want carbohydrates instead that actually have a slower rise in sugar. And in this study, we're looking at potatoes when they were baked, tended to do that a lot better than, say, rice or even fried potatoes. So, you know, just saying, well, I'm going to take an extra order of French fries is not the answer. There really is baked potatoes that really help.
Yeah, I didn't think you were going to recommend more French fries. We'll get a break in here now, and then we'll tell you why pumpkin season may be good for your health. It's our Monday Morning Health Brief with the Chief Medical Officer at Northwest Region Northwestern Medicine, Dr. Irfan Hafiz. Doctor, I know you're not an eye doctor, but I'm sure you've heard a lot about detached retinas, too, lately. And I don't know why we're hearing more. Maybe it's because of the aging population. But I'd like to go over a couple of things here, you know, the symptoms and the causes here. What do we know about it?
Yeah, so the retina is at the back part of our eyeball where it picks up the light, and that helps us, you know, see, and that's where the image is being processed. But there are certain conditions, especially with aging, with trauma, with diabetes, you could actually get separation of that. And with that, you can get symptoms such as floaters in the eye where you see something in your visual field, flashes of light, or like people may describe it as a shadow in their vision. And there need not be pain. So waiting for pain is not the thing to do. So, but if you are having those visual changes, especially if you have known diabetes, make sure that you see your ophthalmologist for an exam there, because it's really something that needs urgent care.
Well, we should point out that if you see a few floaters here and there, that's normal, isn't it?
Well, to an extent, but if they should go away. You shouldn't be seeing persistent floaters where there's something within your vision, especially one eye. If it's in one eye only, then definitely something that you should seek some medical attention, have somebody take a look at that.
Good to know. Let's move on to alcohol and health. More and more people are giving up drinking or cutting way back. Mocktails are very popular. And recent studies about moderate drinking also indicate that, you know, we've heard for a long time, well, an occasional glass of wine or something is good for you. But does this new study say maybe not?
Yeah, and this study really looked at, and now this, mind you, this was a retrospective study. So it's just looking back through surveys on the amount of alcohol people were consuming and some of the health risks that were associated with that. And then the endpoint was really looking at future development of cancers. And they did see in this that, you know, even moderate amounts of alcohol consumption did seem to have some correlation with future cancers. Now, it doesn't mean that that's causing the cancer, but it does appear to be certain lifestyle changes that people are adopting that may put people at risk.
You know, it seems like every week there's a new study about this. It's okay to drink this amount of alcohol. It's not okay. Moderate drinking is good for you. And so it's very confusing, isn't it?
Yeah, it can be. Again, I want to differentiate between moderation and moderate amount of alcohol. When we say moderate amount, you're saying low, moderate, or high. And I think what we've always said is try to keep it to on a very limited amount of basis there. So I think that's really the take-home message by trying to decrease that amount.
Okay. I'm not confused at the moment until the next study comes out. It's getting into pumpkin season, and Starbucks has started early, and this may be good news, actually, health-wise. Pumpkin everything is back, and tell us what it means for your health, Doctor.
Yeah, I mean, pumpkins are, you know, a great thing to add to your diet. I mean, they're high in fiber. They also have, you know, things like antioxidants and things like that that are in there. They do help lower your cholesterol. So overall, they're, you know, it's a good thing to add into your diet. However, you know, pumpkin flavored items such as certain popular coffees and stuff don't necessarily share the fiber content there, and they do have high amounts of sugar. So even a medium sized popular pumpkin spice drink has about 50 grams of sugar in it, which is twice the amount that you should be consuming all day. So you do want to, you know, more talking about the actual pumpkin than about just the flavored drinks.
So you need to look for what the added ingredients are, don't you?
Exactly. And that's the additional thing when things are processed there, is that what else are they adding, especially things like sugar?
And before we let you go, it seems like everybody's got COVID again. And what are you seeing there at Northwestern Medicine? And what do people need to know right now about vaccines and also about the flu shot?
Sure. You know, we're kind of, you know, towards this, we've gotten a few years out from the peak of the pandemic. And so typically what we will see at this point, this laid out, is that the disease kind of becomes more endemic, where we start to get these spikes here and there. And overall, the disease tends to be milder, which it has been. But we have seen quite a few cases, though, especially in the July and August month, especially in, as we got back to school, we saw a lot of kids as well. Now, overall, there were some people admitted to the hospital, but not as severe as we've seen in some of the peak a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. And some of this is also because of the amount of vaccination that's been there in the community. So we're seeing milder disease, a shorter duration. People aren't sick as long or as severe, but it does hit you. It is more than just the common cold. So as we start getting into winter season, and the this year's COVID vaccine is based on the prevalent strain is coming out. So definitely would recommend getting vaccinated, especially if you are at risk, you're over 65 years of age, if you have medical conditions, diabetes, heart disease, kidney problems, for sure. I mean, those groups are definitely at risk. Flu shot, same thing as well. It just is getting released, so they're starting to just roll it out. You know, please go to your local pharmacy and get your shot.
And it's okay to get the COVID shot and the flu shot at the same time? Is that it?
Yes. Both of them are inactivated, so there is no cross issues, no crossing the wires, so to speak, there. Mm-hmm. So, yes, you can actually get them in the same sitting then.
Great information. Thank you, Dr. Irfan Hafiz. You have a good one.
You too. Take care.